FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A health expert says the US withdrawing from the World Health Organization could have dire consequences on South Africa's health sector.
Impact on South Africa might be funding shortfalls that might jeopardize the health programs in South Africa. It can affect efforts to combat diseases such as HIV, AIDS, TB and malaria.
US President Donald Trump ordered the country's exit from the health agency shortly after returning to power. He cited the organization's failure to handle the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the reasons behind the move. Angelique Coetzee says the decision will also influence the global distribution of vaccines.
Mechanisms like COVAX potentially affecting South Africa's access to vaccines. The US has had a complex relationship with COVAX.
Meanwhile, the WHO's Tariq Yasrovich says constructive dialogue is needed to maintain a partnership with the US.
With the participation of the United States and other member states, WHO has, over the past 7 years, implemented the largest set of reforms in its history to transform our accountability, cost-effectiveness, and impact in countries. This work continues.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Government of National Unity has drawn greater interest from world investors to South Africa. He was speaking last night at the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland.
This has been vital to stability as well as inclusive governance in our country and has largely contributed to greater interest. And I do believe that some of those investors who are having a fresh look at South Africa are also here, and we are going to be interacting with them.
Later this year, South Africa will host G20 countries in an attempt to address global challenges. During his speech, Ramaphosa also revealed our country will use the responsibility to promote Africa and attract investors to boost economies. And UN Chief Antonio Guterres is urging the Colombian government to protect its citizens amid a surge in fighting between armed leftist groups. He's calling for urgent mediation in Catatumbo after bloodshed in the region has left over 100 people dead in the past few days. Yesterday, Colombian special forces edged into guerrilla-controlled territory near the border with Venezuela. It's an attempt to reassert state control amid violence that has also forced 20,000 people to flee their homes. The government's declared a state of emergency and deployed around 5,000 troops to the region. And back home, there's wet weather across most parts of KZN. Durban's a high of 28 degrees. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, 29.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Rain, the ultimate decider in last night's SA20 clash between Durban Super Giants and MI Cape Town. Liverpool, Aston Villa, Barcelona and Juventus are off to the Champions League playoffs. And Iga Swiatek cruises through to the Aussie Open semi-finals.